So you've been on several shows, over the past 10 years. But how did you get the roles that you got on Yo-Kai Watch? How did that all happen?
Well, I was cast in Yo-Kai Watch through an audition I did for Mark Risley, mm-hmm. and I'd worked with Mark on a couple different shows, a show called Mr. Men mm-hmm. for Cartoon Network, and he also directs Space Racers. Mm-hmm. And Mark and I had known each other for a lot of years. And Mark sort of knows me as, "Hi, I'm Little Miss Sunshine," you know. And funnily enough, I ended up playing Jibanyan on the show. And Jibanyan is a completely different character.
Yes.
For anyone that's maybe listening that doesn't know, he's a boy. He's a cat, but he's not really a cat. He's a yokai. So he's like an inspirited cat. And he's like, "I am a cat and I like it like that." I just didn't even, you know, I hadn't played that many boy characters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I think of myself as a girly girl. So it was really cool, Mark being like, "I think you could really nail this role." And then being like, "Okay, let's try." And just kind of mashing together, like, I picture like what my dad would be like as a kid, and like just like mashing up and kind of creating this character. And it was super fun. And I feel really, truly grateful for the opportunity, because he's just such a cool character.
It's so funny because, like, as I'm listening to you, like, I hear the other character you play a little bit more, like, I think that's a little bit closer more to your regular voice, like Komajiro. Like, I feel
Oh, Komajiro.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, a lot closer to your
regular... Oh, my swirls!
So, like, is it...
You think this is closer to my real voice?
Well, then Jibanyan.
Well, yeah, and I'm actually Nate's mom, which is just really this voice, but maybe just a little bit more, you know, a little more warm, less casual sort of thing.
Is it? Do you ever like have yourself in a spot where you're managing like all three of those, like two or three of those voices at the same time? That is it difficult?
Oh, we do that all the time. you know, you get used to it. I think for me, establishing a catchphrase, whatever that catchphrase is, that'll help you anchor the character. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm gonna make up like a character, which is not a real character, but like, "Hey guys, I'm Patrick. What's going on? I'm Patrick Hickey." No, that's not my impression of you. Just like, if there was a character and his name was Patrick.
Okay.
And so like, that, if that was like, my anchor would be like, "Hey guys, what's going on?" So then if I was doing a bunch of different characters and going back and forth, because that's one of the most challenging parts, is being able to sustain that character over a long period of time.
Sure.
So having that anchor, "Hey guys, what's going on?" where I can go back, where I'm like, if I start to drift vocally, mm-hmm. and that's why we also have a director there to be like, "You know what? Your Komajiro sent a little Jibanya," and I'd be like, "Okay, oh my swirls, oh brother," you know.
Oh, that's great.